Now, we've got a question here from Oleg on Facebook, and he says, what decides what part of a DNA molecule is going to develop any one of the organs? So how do we avoid having a duplicate of a heart, for example? So, Richard, how is tissue-specific gene activation controlled?
Two basic ways. It's controlled in a positive way by specifically switching on particular genes as a response to the signals that cells are experiencing. But it's also controlled by reducing the complement of genes that are available to be switched on by silencing genes in particular places. So as cells within tissues become more and more specialized, they silence more and more of their DNA and therefore reduce the possible responses that they can have to the signal.